Today's Best Mix, Star 99.9. It is Kevin Begley. We are at the Orange Ale House for our Star 99.9 Michael's Jewelers acoustic session with the Strumbellas, Izzy and Simon. How's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Sunday. So we usually do these during the week, so it's fun to have it on a Sunday. It's like Sunday fun day and brunch and the whole deal.
Until you said that, I thought it was Thursday.
So that's what I was going to ask. So when you're in a band, like, so we work all week and then the weekends are for fun, but your days must blend together. It's like every day sort of different.
Yeah, I literally had no idea it was Sunday today until you said that. I'm not even just like, that's not even a joke. I had no idea.
Plus, you've been traveling like around the world and time zones. Like, it just must be a whirlwind.
That's super trippy. When you go to Europe, the time zones really mess with you.
Yeah. So, Connecticut. What's the first thing that comes to your head when somebody says Connecticut?
I think UConn, just because, like, growing up, I watched a lot of basketball.
Oh, nice.
So UConn was obviously a wicked team.
Yeah, it is
a wicked team. But also, I think the, I wouldn't say stereotype, but the idea of Connecticut is that it's very almost country, beautifully.
Yeah, suburban.
Suburban, or like, so that's what, and where we are, we're like, oh, people go to vacation in Connecticut. It's a very nice place.
But
we might be wrong, but that's just like.
No, you're right,
we're
actually just
telling you the word of mouth that goes on up north.
No, that's completely true.
Yeah.
All right, so the album Hope. So a lot of the songs, including Spirits, which has become a phenomenon, so congratulations.
Oh, stop it.
So the lyrics are so interesting and powerful, and then the songs, the music, is sort of fun and happy and up. And is that a dynamic that you guys have always used when you're writing your music?
Well, Izzy wrote the lyrics, so I'll let her speak for it.
No, I think that's something people have always reflected on with our music, and it's definitely apparent in Spirits, which is cool that we, like, write depressing songs about death that people love to dance to.
Right.
So that's kind of our jam, and Spirits, I think, is a great example of that.
I mean, when you're at a party, who doesn't like talking about death? You know what I mean?
Right.
So
it's a topic that you just keep talking about.
Exactly.
And Spirits itself, the first time I heard the song, I mean, it's been stuck in my head ever since, but the hook is so massive. And so we have a bunch of our, I don't have kids myself, but a bunch of our coworkers who have kids, they love the song. Every time it comes on, they just love it. So is that interesting too, that you have sort of kids who are obsessed with it and their parents?
It's super awesome.
Yeah.
So on a daily basis, we probably get 2 to 3 videos of parents sending videos of their kids in the backseat.
Oh, really?
Going, I got gum in my hair. And it won't
go. Oh, gum.
But now it's kind of come back to me. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and she comes up to me when I'm like in my room. She go, I got poop in my pants and it won't go. And I think she's mocking me. I'm not sure though yet. I don't know if she's just like, but yeah.
Do you explain to her that this is your song and that you...
Well, she gets it. Whenever I'm on the radio, like my daughter will go like, hey, that's daddy.
Yeah.
My son, when he hears it on the radio, is like, oh, Spirits again.
Daddy,
like, dude,
again.
Don't get mad about this. This is not a bad thing.
This is a good thing for you.
Yeah.
So the song itself sounds like when you recorded it, that it was just a giant party. Like every time I hear it, I'm like, this must have just been fun in the studio to record, because it sounds like you just played it live, like in one take. I'm sure that's not how it went, but it sounds.
It's actually the exact opposite of that. It was like very meticulously kind of done, like track by track. We tried to make it kind of sound fun, and I think there's certain parts of it that added to that feeling.
Right.
But that's all trickery. So yeah.
Right.
So
well done.
If anybody asks, though, I guess now that I think of it, yeah,
that's
total
how it
fun
happened.
Party, right. One take, we nailed it.
Nice. So Connecticut, I don't know if you know or not, we're really known for our pizza, and I'm the self-proclaimed king of pizza. I love pizza. So New Haven specifically, which we're like 15 minutes from, is like famous pizza places everywhere. So where's the best pizza you've ever had in all your touring and travels?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask in the band. We just got back from Italy, so obviously that's going to be up there.
Right.
But I'm going to speak for another band member, Dave, the keyboardist, and he is all about New York pizza.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So do you agree with that?
I think I'm on the New York pizza train. Yeah.
That's a good
but
one to
no,
be on.
I've never had Connecticut pizza.
Well,
so
if you have time, there's a couple great places in
New
Haven.
We'll need some recommendations.
Yeah, okay, for sure.
Because we love pizza.
Yeah, we'll hit that up for sure.
So you guys, you know, it's music festival season. You guys have played a lot of festivals. If I put you in charge of booking a festival, who would be your 3 headliners for Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Alive or dead?
Either.
Oh,
it's your dream.
That's a whole new can of wax.
So it's your dream festival.
Well,
get to book it.
Nirvana would open.
Okay. So okay. Friday night.
So Friday night would be Nirvana.
Yep.
Headlining it. Saturday night would be the Beatles.
Oh, nice.
And Sunday night would be Meatloaf.
Would be who?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf?
Oh,
that's
okay, maybe not
no,
Meatloaf.
That's awesome.
I'll let you pick Sunday.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yes.
It's decided.
That's an awesome festival. Those tickets will be high.
Or Queen. Queen would be
Queen
pretty
would
cool,
be good
too. But I think Beatles would be like, if you had to pick one, I think I'd like most to see maybe the Beatles.
So the Beatles would be at the top slot. Queen could be like the sub. They could open.
I think so. You put me on the spot, so I need but I think.
No, those are great choices.
Yeah,
that's
I think
fantastic.
So.
Well, Strumbellas, we're so excited to have you guys here. Thank you guys so much.
Well, we're happy to be here. We're
awesome.
Really excited to be in Connecticut. It's the first time we've been here, so it's really awesome.
All right, cool. So let's do some acoustic brunch. Star 99.9. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.